what will be your legacy? When your children see your marriage, do that help them to have the desire to be married? The legacy that you leave with your children, will that encourage them to have a marriage? In your marriage, in your career, in everything you do, will that encourage somebody to follow the same path or a similar path to what you are doing now? In your life, everything that you do should point to the one that helped you. Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace. Listen and learn. Welcome to the episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Rich A. Irvin, and I'm so happy to be back. As you can see, we got a couple things different. One, we got a new camera. Two, we also are on a different day as we usually are. Usually we upload the episode every Wednesday for those who are listening that are new. But today we are doing a new date, which is on Mondays, every Monday. To start your day off, to start your week off fresh with a courage and word for all y'all there. And also is a great time for me also to develop something throughout the week so that what God is speaking through that week, I know what God is saying. So this is a great start for Stop by Grace, a new beginning for us to do some new things. As you can see also that we took a little break the previous episode, last episode that y'all watched, it was actually with a guest on our normal date. But last week I was under the weather, I was not feeling well, and I wanted to bring my best energy to all y'all, starting with the new date that we're doing for the podcast, a new date, which is on Mondays from now on. And I just want to give y'all more energy, more excitement for what we have prepared for y'all coming up with the podcast, with the YouTube channel, everything like that. As you can see, we got the camera now. So it's going to be higher quality, better sound, better everything to think of. I'm getting more and more better with my editing as well, too. So pretty soon you will start seeing more YouTube videos coming out as well. But not further ado, today let's get into the episode. So today episode, we are talking about legacy. So for those that know, one thing about me, I'm big on the future. I'm big on impacting the next generation. And that is one of my key things in life, is to do those things. Because I know for one that our generation is the next to come to continue on the gospel, continue on the church, continue on families and all those kind of things. So my question today for all those that are listening is, what will be your legacy? See, legacy is a thing that we tend to not really think about, especially in the black community. I wanted to make it very key that we focus on this because our generations are coming. The generation that are coming up now has to know, what grounds do we set for them? And also, what are we leaving behind for them as well, too? I remember this saying, well, not saying, actually an example of what legacy are you leaving for somebody? See, the quote that they said was, legacy is not leaving something for people. It's leaving something in people. So as you are living in your life, legacy, the things that you do in your life, is not leaving debt, it's not leaving health problems, it's not leaving sickness, it's not leaving burdens upon people, it's not leaving bad oppressions upon people, it's not leaving money, it's not leaving wealth, it's not leaving sustainability, it's not leaving these things behind. But legacy is something that you leave in people. What are you leaving in people? Throughout your life, throughout your day, throughout your career, throughout your family, what are you leaving in people? Your family members, your friends, your children, your coworkers. When you leave that job, are they receiving something that they leave in them that impacts them, that inspires them, that encourages them, that equips them? Are you leaving something within them? not something for them. We have wills, and the will is that when you pass away, your children or your spouse or whoever that you leave that will, that wealth or whatever that you leave behind for them, they would inherit. But understand that that inheritance or that money or that wealth would pass away. But if you leave something within them, it would help them. It would equip them. It would continue to last longer, because a memory lasts forever unless you get seen down or you lose your memory or something. Dementia does not actually always affect your memories. I know, for one example, of one of my friends' grandmother, even though she did not remember a lot of things like where she left her keys at, what time of the day it is, what day it is, what year it is, but she always remembered her family. She always remembered the little things that impacted her in her life. If it was her grandchildren being born, if it was her children being born, if it was something that her children had said or did in their life, in her life, she remembered it. So for you, as an individual who has family member, who has coworker, who has friends, who has children, understand that what you implanted in them, what you put in them, the memories that you have with them, the teaching that you teach them, will stay with them. So it's very important for us to build a foundation for us individually that we can also equip those that have a foundation for themselves also as well too. So a legacy is not something that's physical. A legacy is not something that is attainable. But a legacy is something that you have personal within yourself and to impact and to put in to others individually as well too. And but there's one saying that my mentor in Los Angeles, Bishop Taylor, and he had this always this saying that in his class, when he has Bible study, when he's teaching, when he's preaching, he always have this motivation. No matter what amount, no matter how many people or amount of people that are in the crowd or that are in your class, he said, I rather impact one soul at a time than a whole crowd. It is more important for you to impact even one soul, this one person, instead of a whole crowd. Why is that? Because when you impact one soul, you are investing more time versus investing time into 10 to 20 to 100 to thousands of people in one time. You could take more effort, more energy, more personal time with that person to develop that person, to encourage that person, to equip that person, then to impact thousands, 100 people. Now, granted, it is amazing that we can impact many people at one time. But gradually, if you impact one person at a time, over time, constantly, every single day you impact and you teach and you speak and you share the gospel to one person, out of your whole lifetime, an average of 3,365 days a week, times that about 20, 40, 60, 70, 70, 80, 80 years of your life, you are impacting individually every single day. That's amazing, right? So imagine the impact you could put in everybody's life. That is a legacy. Going back to your marriage, going into your relationships, your friendships, your coworkers, your job, your career, all these people that you're impacting every single day, ask yourself, are you leaving something for them to internalize, to remember, to help them, to impact them? As I'm Stopped by Grace podcast, we always go back to the Bible. We never leave the Bible out. And I wanted to quote, to look at this one Bible verse that we're going to go to today. Not too long. It's very short. It's in Psalms chapter 145, verse number 4. And it says, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. See, this is telling us that the generation that we have in these days, even if it's just one generation, they will see the works that you have done and the impact that you have put in their lives. And they will declare your acts. They will declare what you have done. Let's make this very clear. It's not because we want to be praised. We want to be celebrated. We want to be the one that did all the things. But as a believer, the impact that we show them is to equip them for the kingdom of God. It's not for ourselves to be praised and not for our glory. It's for God's glory. That's the only glory that matters in this legacy. One legacy that we always could look towards to is Jesus Christ, the disciples, the ones who pushed the gospel, who spread the gospel to nations and nations. Their legacy was not for themselves, but the legacy was for the kingdom of God. In your life, everything that you do should point to the one that helped you. It should not be because of my own ability, my own strength, my own power. It's for me to lead my family, for me to build my family upon a foundation that will stand against the enemy. Understand that every single thing you do now would help you and to equip you for the future. So for your children, for your family, for your wife, for your spouse, you have a deed to. When I say deed, I mean I'm talking about a duty to do. If you are a wife and your duty is to help your husband, to nurture your children. But in that same act, you also to encourage, to motivate, to equip your children, to nurture your children with love and compassion. And with that love, you are impacting and implanting a seed within them because of the love of Christ that's within you. As a husband, your job is to lead your children. Your job is to lead your house. Your job is to lead your wife. And for you to do those things, you are impacting, equipping, encouraging, and developing your next generation as well too. See, for man, this is a big thing for 100% because we are passing on our name. We're passing on the torch. We're passing on a seed. That legacy is meant to be according to God. Because you are the one that are leading the generation. You're the one that leading your family. So if in order for them to be equipped, you first have to equip yourself as well too. So as we are talking today, legacy is not attainable. Legacy is not something physical. Legacy is something that is mental, memorable, something that people can impact themselves with, can impact others with, to equip others with, and to encourage others with also. So your legacy, what would your children say? I want to use the quote too early because I definitely want to talk about this with my wife as well too, and also with some other guests probably in the future as well too. But when your children see your marriage, do that help them to have the desire to be married? What they see in your marriage, is it motivating? Is it encouraging? The legacy that you leave with your children, will that encourage them to have a marriage? Because in your life, in your marriage, in your career, in everything you do, will that encourage somebody to follow the same path or a similar path to what you are doing now? My brothers and sisters, your legacy is not something that's for you, attainable. It's not something for you, but your legacy is for the future, for the next generation, to declare the acts, the works that you have done for God's glory, for God's honor. Everything that you do should be to glorify God, to honor God. The only reason you were able to even have a legacy, and the only reason you was able to listen to this, is because you was stopped by grace. New episodes are available every Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment review, and your review can be read on next week's episode. Video version also available on YouTube. Subscribe for more video content. Share this episode so somebody can be encouraged, and follow us on all social media platforms at Stopped by Grace. God bless you.